This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rock Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpeard from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
City. We're looking at global warming. I found myself praying. I was in Buffalo last week and I was praying. What am I talking about last week? This week. The week is not even finished yet. I was in Buffalo this week and I was praying. I was looking out the window of my hotel room and I was praying and the tears was just washing me. And my husband went to go get breakfast and I'm praying to God that he just don't come back no time soon. Because I had a man in the room, you see. And I was having a serious conversation with him. And I said, God, said when I look at the cars, I see you. And I said, God, when I look at the aircraft, I see you. When I look at the people walking by, I see you. Sometimes you can find yourself pray some prayer. You know that you just didn't pray the prayer. The Holy Spirit says, for we know not what to pray. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us. We're groaning that cannot be uttered. We are not even intelligent enough to pray. God don't even trust us to pray. He allowed the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Roha HaKodesh, to pray. This is how imperative it is that you get him in your life. You're going to sit there talking about, well, you know, I'm not so emotional and I don't know why these people carry on like that. Let me in the city, somebody. I tell you, a time is coming when you'll find some emotion, all right? When it's time to get into the city. When you can't get there without the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout, seal. Revelation 21. Mr. Engineer, Revelation 21. Get me in the city. Not get me to the city. Get me in the city. I don't want to get to the city. I want to get in the city.
Praise him.
You understand? I can come to your house and don't get in your house. I can come to the city and don't come in the city.
Right.
The city have outskirts. Mm-hmm. John says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Be careful what you giving up your salvation for. It will be passed away. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's temporary. Your house is temporary. Your car is temporary. Don't even bother covet my shoes or my hairstyle, honey. It's temporary. Don't bother covet anything anybody have. It's all temporary. Away.
My God.
And there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And you want to convince me that people are not to look absolutely gorgeous? It's a shame. It's a shame that some of us think that salvation is in a box. That the brides that are getting married in the church don't even look like a bride. You can't even fix up yourself. Because if you do that, you're not saved. Get real, man. Jesus Christ died for the salvation of all men. Come on, come on, come on. There's something about a bride. She just don't want a hurry, come up wedding. In other words, she don't want a wedding that is rushed. She don't want a wedding, one that is a fly by night. She don't want a one night stand. She wants to go through the process. She wants to court you. She wants you to engage her. And she wants to sit down and set a wedding date. And she wants to talk about her flowers and her dress and her jewelries. And she wants to talk about, where will we have this great function? Is it appropriate? Is it in a shopping plaza? Are we taking the wedding to Mar-a-Lago? That is the process that the church is in right now. I love Jesus deep down in my heart. He is such a wonderful groom. He's such a wonderful bridegroom. He made sure that he's taking care of all that. Usually it is the bride parents that makes all the arrangements. The man just makes sure that he have the ring, and he makes sure that he know where he's taking that girl after the pastor say, you may now kiss your bride. But when he was leaving, he said to his disciples, I go to prepare a place. Somebody shout, a place. Place. For you.
Yes.
We are now engaged. It's time to get working.
Yes.
Come on and shout amen.
Amen.
But Christ has gone to prepare a place. I'm sure by now he has already painted his last paint. And the brush are washed and put away. Nudge your neighbor and said, my mansion is ready.
My mansion is ready.
I'm not getting a house. You see how we speak backwards here? I love to speak like the king speak. The king says that if you're sick, you should declare that you are healed. And the king says that if you're weak, you should declare that you are strong. And the king says that if you are poverty stricken, you should declare that you are rich. Now listen to the king. The king says, in my father's house. There are many mansions in my Father's house. Let me in the city.
Yes.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
Yeah. That's right.
It has come down. And he will dwell with them. Come on, so let me in the city. Whatever it takes, that's what I am getting there. I won't let it stop me. I won't let Facebook stop me. I won't let Twitter stop me. I won't let Instagram stop me. I am going to focus. I'm going to fix my eyes on the Word. And so as a result of that, we can hardly pray because you're in your good prayer and you hear your phone blowing up. Ding. 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 Ding, 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 ding. And before you know it, you start telling God about some barbecue chicken when that's what that was nowhere in the prayer. You start talking nonsense. Because you're rushing to get back to your message, so your connection with God is now messed up. So I tell God, I said, I thank you for technology. But there's a part of me that is so sorry that we have discovered it. Because it's got our young people by the neck. My sister was just telling me about the news, how a 9-year-old, drunk, boiling, scorching, hot water, because her friends dear her, and now she is dead. You're listening, and I said to myself, what a 9-year-old doing on social media? You've got to take the cell phones out of their hands. They are babies. I hope those of you that are streaming with us today, you're listening. And when this message is aired by way of radio, you listen to this preacher. Because peer pressure is real. And I'm trying to help you to get into the city. Come on and shout amen. Turn on back your landline. Somebody came to my house yesterday and the person said they believe that my house is the only house with a house phone. I said, I never lose my house phone. Watch out the gadgets that you're putting in your children's hand. It's a way to keep them outside of the city. It's a distraction. You can't even see it. And let me tell you something. The devil, repeat after me, the devil does not deceive with lies. He deceives with the truth.
That's right.
Did you hear me? He takes the truth. That's what he used to deceive. Truth. So technology is good. We should have it. And the question is, can you handle it? Can you handle it? Anything that you give more time to than you do God is your God. So I want you to think today whether or not you're going in the city and what is it you will allow to trap you outside of the city. When you leave this house, because this message won't be concluded today, but when you leave here today, I want you to take inventory of your life and do the measuring. What is it that keeps you from God? What is it you spend more time with? Because surely the return of the Messiah could be any moment now.
That's right.
Did you hear me? I said the return of the Messiah could be any moment now. The earth is falling from under our feet. And we know it not. I call you today to wake up. We're going on a journey for real this time. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
Yes.
and he will dwell with them. Yes. And they shall be his people.
Yes. God himself.
No more terror. No more wanting to do good and evil prevent you. God himself shall come and live with you. He won't be visiting. He will be living.
My God.
And they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them. How many times? Confirmation. And will dwell with them. Listen. And shall be with them.
Yes. All right.
And be their God.
Yes. That's why.
So first he comes to dwell. And then he comes to be your God. What a great defense.
Yes.
Lift up your hand and said, Lord, help me to get in the city.
Lord, help me to get in the city.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
There shall be no more death.
Oh. So it's all right. You find yourself crying now, it soon be over. Weeping only lasts for a night. Your joy will come in the morning, and there shall be no death. When God is living with you, death flee, sorrow flee, crying cease, pain, stop.
Yes.
The former things will be passed away. Are you listening to me? Have anybody been hurt? Anyone been afflicted? All of that will come to an end. Bow your head and say, Lord, let me in the city. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and they are faithful. They are true and faithful. Because God has spoken it. I am Alpha and I'm Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life. Somebody shout freely. I don't know about you. I just want to get into the city. That's my motive. I lay on my belly if that's what I have to do. I'll crawl if that's what I have to do. I'll stop talking to you if that's what I have to do. I'll give up Facebook if that's what I have to do. I'll give up Twitter. I'll give up Instagram. Whatever I have to do. But I must get in to the city. He that overcometh, somebody shout overcome. You can't get there like that. You've got to overcome some stuff, honey. And to overcome some stuff means you got to go through some stuff. It's not the end of the world. You're not the first person to go through things. Hardship. The half has never yet been told. You're not the first to suffer. Go through it. Because if you overcome, you shall inherit all things. Somebody shout all. And listen to this again. And I will be his God. Now he began to personalize it. If you overcome, I will be your God, saith the Lord. And you shall be my son. Don't you just love God? I love God because God has no daughters. You're either a son or you're without the city. Oh, somebody ought to magnify the name of the Lord. I love this. Listen. Let me in the city. Shout, let me in the city. The fearful and unbelieving and the abominable murderers and whoremongers. Let me take my time. You can't progress in this life. You won't succeed in this life because you're full of fear. You can't even open up a little business to sell lemonade because you are so afraid. Your mind tells you that you fail. You don't even start, but you see yourself failing. You can't own a house and you live in the greatest country on earth because you're fearful. You look at the little job that you have and you said, oh, I just have to pay rent all the days of my life because I don't make big money. It's not big money that does it. It's God that does it. You're suffering in your body because you're afraid to trust God that he can heal you. If you are like that, you're no better than the person that is an unbeliever. Listen, it get real good. Because some of us can't even stand folks that don't look like us.
My God.
Because you may go to church every week, sometimes 3 times for the week, but you're still fearful. Yeah. I'm going to tell you who you're friends with.
My God.
You are friends with the abominable.
Murderers.
When you talk about abomination.
Yes.
Abomination takes up everything. It takes up whoremongers, it takes up fearfulness, it takes up liars, and when you put them all together and you make that pot of soup, it becomes an abomination. Murderers. You're friends with them too, just because you're fearful. Can you imagine that? You're no better than a murderer. No wonder you just keep cutting down your brother and your sister with your tongue because you can't help yourself. You're so fearful. You keep talking about people. So you keep killing. Yeah. Come out. And whoremongers. You understand what I'm trying to say to you? You understand what I'm trying to say to you? So it makes no sense you're preaching the whoremongers. Then you can't turn over your tax return. You're hiding. Whoremonger's hiding. He's whoremongering. You're hiding your taxes. Because you didn't tell the truth. Who's better than who now? Are you with me? Somebody shout, let me in the city. So your shout won't get you in the city. Hello? Because you're dressed up nice and look like a Christian won't get you in the city. You must rid yourself from fear. Rid yourself from unbelieving. Rid yourself from abomination. Rid yourself from murder. What am I trying to say? Everybody's struggling with a little something. You know? Yours might be smoking, and yours might be drinking, yours might be sex, and yours might be lying, and yours might be backbiting, and yours might be betrayal, and the list goes on and on and on. But at the end of the day, we all want to go into the city. Hence, we must unload. And Christ has come, and Christ said, put it on me. I will bear your abomination. I will bear your whoremongering. I will bear your murdering. I will bear your fear. Oh God! This is what God has done!
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. That number is 1-888-91-6346. Be blessed.